Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pipeline Pioneers, a show by Sales Intel, where our goal is to help the community learn from each other, from the practitioners and the leaders, all in the context of how to generate the most optimal pipeline for your business that ultimately converts into revenue. We at Sales Intel believe that pipeline is the heart blood of any organization, and building pipeline is a team sport. You can't just give it to the sales or the marketing or the BDR teams to go generate a pipeline. It truly takes a village to come together to build a pipeline that ultimately converts into revenue. Today, I'm excited to have Liron from Regi.ai with me. Liron, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Liron, please let us kick this thing off by sharing about you, about Regi.ai with the community, and how in your role do you help the business generate or influence the pipeline?
Yeah, thank you. So at Regi.ai, I have the honor and privilege of leading our customer success organization. Regi is a Gen AI platform for go-to-market teams. We build AI agents-based automation to help execute top-of-funnel prospecting, making it easier for businesses and buyers to do business together. My team and I today are responsible for onboarding, successing, renewing customers, as well as identifying expansion opportunities. We work really close with our partners across all departments. I love how you said pipeline is a mission for everyone. Every employee in the company is responsible for pipeline. So we work with all our partners to make sure that we do that, as well as developing and maintaining and updating ICPs, identification, customer advocacy, product needs, market trends, et cetera. And I myself like to tell folks that I am a startup junkie. I'm on my fourth, and for the past 17 years, I've been building sales and customer success organizations in early stage startup. I love everything that has to do with pipeline and building it. The challenges, the pain, the wins, the successes, all of it together makes it probably the best job out there.
No, that's great. I couldn't agree more with you. You know, my fourth company, I've been in the startup world for last 20 some years. So, you know, last year was hard. We saw that world where macroeconomic conditions were not ideal. Companies didn't have a pipeline, and the pipeline that was there, they just could not convert into revenue, right? And we all learned along the way. What was your learning from last year that you'd like to share with the community?
So I did not have that problem because our pipeline did convert and we did grow. Because of that, I had a problem. So don't think that because I didn't have a problem with a pipeline, I didn't have a problem. I think that part of being in such a fast growing startup and in such an environment and being part of the generative AI movement and being early adopters of it, early builders of it, we were faced with misalignment due to speed. And so often when teams move so fast, they move fast, but not always in the same direction. And so I really truly feel that in 2023, our teams were all just running for it as much as they could, but our sales and customer success team were not as aligned as they should be in order to help us create even more growth than what we saw. Our roles weren't as defined as to what an AE does versus what a CSM does. Last year, our customer success team was in charge of expansions, which makes sense. I've led lots of customer success organizations where the customer success organization was also responsible of expanding the business they were working with, but it created a lot of uncomfortableness for the team. It also created a situation where I realized that for the team I had and wanted to continue to grow, that wasn't the biggest strength that they had. And so we were leaving money on the table. And as a revenue leader, I don't leave money on the table. Yeah. I don't let it fall to the floor. We pick it up and run with it. And so I think we realized that there was misalignment. There was lack of teamwork between AEs and CSMs. And if we're going to work as a team and as a company towards pipeline, those two organizations have to be entwined, aligned, working together a lot more closely than they were in 2023. So we made some great changes.
That's great. So the big learning was alignment. And, you know, that's a trend that we saw. even in the VC market, the only companies that got funded in last, call it like year and a half at a good multiple, they were AI companies. So congratulations to you and your team. But alignment, whether you're growing or you're struggling to grow, alignment is super important in both cases. So new year, new budgets, new initiatives, 2024, what are you most excited about when it comes to pipeline generation?
Oh, the possibilities. Not only because I am part of Gen AI and a company that uses Gen AI to generate pipeline. And so I'm able to give my team superpowers. I'm able to give them powers that they couldn't have if they didn't have generative AI in their pockets. There are things where AI is saving us time. There are areas where AI is producing things that are better than what we've produced. I use our tool every single day, and it is saving me time. It is making me better at what I do, and I'm getting better results because of it. I'm excited to give it to others. And I'm mostly excited that because of the changes we made for alignment, not only is our company poised to do better this year, but we're serving our customers better. There is no handoff. There is no, hey, meet my new partner, see you in a little bit, or see you when I need a favor, or call me when you move to a new company. Our AEs and our CSMs work together from pre-sale ongoing. And therefore, the customer feels much more supported. They never have to worry about, hey, my person might not be available or is on PTO. They actually have a team of people supporting them, and we're using each other's best skills to really present those in front of the customers and cover for each other's weaknesses and work as a unit versus as individuals in different departments.
Oh, that's great. This is good. I agree with you. The possibilities of AI, right? It's definitely going to help revolutionize, just like web came in, mobile came in, cloud came in. So this is the next big wave. Well, let's switch the gears. As we know, pipeline is generated across multiple channels, right? You can't rely on a single channel for growth. So in this next phase, I'm going to share my screen with you. And let me know if you can see my screen.
Yes.
On the left-hand side, we are going to give you money to go shopping here, right? But your shopping is going to be very targeted across these buckets, with the goal to generate the maximum pipeline for your business, right? How would you spend these pennies that you have, about 100 pennies, across these different channels where we, you know, normally go to generate the pipeline?
Ooh, that's hard. I should have really thought about this. Well, as someone who leads an organization like that, I strongly believe in customer-led growth.
Yes.
So I'll start there.
Okay. How many pennies would you like to put on customer-led growth?
I will take two, Alex.
All right, let's do it.
200. Ooh, that leaves me with not a lot. Okay. I will put two on sales-led growth. Are these all my pennies? I run out, I run out?
Yes, limited pennies. Right? We all have limited budgets.
Okay. I will put two on marketing. Mm-hmm. Those are my go-to-market partners. Okay, now I have to think. One on partnerships, mm-hmm. one on brand. Mm-hmm. I'll do one on event and one on product.
You know, this is very diversified. I love your diversification across multiple channels, but pick one or two and let's double click on those as to why you think brand is important, or how is partnership working for you?
Yeah, I think brand is important, maybe perhaps because of the area in which I'm in and the industry. Mm-hmm. So being an industry leader, being a unique pioneer in generative AI, our brand is really important. Our success is important. That's what's going to help us get more recognition, bring new customers in, continue to grow with our current customers, yep. which helps sales, marketing, and customer success. Events is an area where I think as we're coming out of pandemic coma, yep. these are coming back in a way. I've been to a few this year and I have loved seeing companies give the stage to their customers versus themselves. I would rather someone talk about me versus me talking about me. No one wants to hear me talk about me. But having a customer talk about why they partner with you is so impactful. We not only buy from people, but we buy from people like us. So I look for them to share that information. I've always seen value in partnerships, and I've always seen value in product like led growth. Founder-led growth has always worried me. This is how you start companies, but you need to move away from it. And so I'm choosing not to put any of my dollars on that and diversifying my money into the future. Community is something I've done, but it's really hard to do. And it depends on your size and your scale. And community has to be done well for it to work. And I have yet to figure out how to do it well without spending most of my pennies there.
This is good. You know, I love your justification. Thank you so much for, you know, staying diversified and the sharing your thoughts here. So let's take a look at this. So this is the average of how other mm-hmm. go-to-market leaders have decided to share, you know, decided to spend their pennies. I'm going to overlay your data here, Liron. So the community is blue, Liron is orange. When you look at this chart, what surprises you?
I'm going to take a bet that other folks you speak with are sales leader that have never led a customer success organization.
You know, I have had pretty diverse group. We had CEOs, CMOs, CROs, but yes, you know, not as many CSOs or the customer success leaders. It's a fair point.
So I find myself in a unique place. I've been saying for many years as I climb my little soapbox that in order to be a revenue leader, you must understand all the revenue channels that you have and how to diversify and use them. Never put all your eggs in one basket, because your basket might get crumpled. And so as someone who's led both success and sales, oftentimes separately, but a few times combined under my own organization, I feel that most folks put a lot on sales-led, which is really hard to do because you keep going out for new. Or in some cases, if you have access to expansion, maybe you're double dipping into that, but not enough folks are dipping back into their current customer base, which is really where you can grow your, not just GRR, but your NRR. The longer customers stay with you, the longer they invest in new things you have, new products, new feature, new avenues you're going through, that's the more scalable and sustainable you are. And I would like to have folks remember that a customer-led is stronger than a newer led.
Could agree more. It's much easier to go and earn your customer's business, who you have already proven your value to, than the new customer.
And then using the customers you have today to resell for you. Yeah. So I have many of our partners today who tell me, hey, I was just at an event, meet so-and-so, and then that deal just closes and Salesforce will say, how did this come? Customer-led. That AE hustle or founder-led or any event we did, seeing those warm my heart, because that means our customers are talking about us in rooms where we're not. And that means we're doing something right.
That's right. That's right. Jenny, thank you so much, Liron, for joining the show and sharing the insights. I'm sure the community is going to get a lot of value from this. So thank you.
Thanks for having me.